Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on everything for your painting and staining projects now at Menards. Add beautiful color to your projects with Minwax water-based wood stain. This penetrating stain delivers color that showcases wood grain in one single coat and dries in 1 hour. Get a quart for $15.49 at Menards. Plus, check out Minwax's 2025 Color of the Year, Violet, in-store and on Menards.com. View the weekly flyer for more great deals going on now through February 2nd.
Save big money at Menards.
Curiosity, spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. All my fightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's Hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the lethal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's Hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth.
Turn it off. Shut it down. I'm angry and mad. You know why? Because Bill Gates made autism. That fat loser.
I didn't know. I know what you said before, but I did not know that's what was happening.
Yeah, I'm angry about it.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, maybe he didn't create it, but he exasperated it. Is that the right word?
I don't even know. This episode's not about autism
at
all.
It's not, but it's or about Bill Gates. But you know what? Screw that guy.
No, he comes up.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, great. What are the odds of that?
I don't know.
I guess he's kind of involved in everything that's
evil. No, I mean, this is all about medicine, so.
Oh, of course. He's a humble farmer that's leading.
He looks like, he does look like a potato.
He's just a humble farmer that wants to push forward global health.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur. Welcome to the shack.
You only get truth here.
Yeah, this is the truth. Like Bill Gates patented, I don't know. No, Bill Gates funds a lot of like horrible medical experimental drugs and then profits off it and then dumps all the shares of those investments. The moment people catch on and realize it's evil and horrible for your body, but then he'll be like, well, we need to do more work.
Need more research.
A little more.
I need more money from Jeffrey Epstein because I'm the richest man in the world, but I need more money to research global health.
You know, that's what they do, right? Rich people never use their own money. So they stay rich. I was just, this was a couple months ago, I was watching a video on this with a reporter asking about some famous, I can't even remember the details anymore, but like, well, why is she borrowing money from the bank if she's got, you know, billions?
Right.
Like, because she's not dumb. Like, rich people never risk
their own money.
How do you think they get and stay rich? Is the banks are happy to take the loan, Because then they got a guaranteed X, you know, payment for month, and then they can mortgage that against other, and they put that in like these group things to sell on the back end. So they, yeah, the banks want the loans, and the rich people don't want their money like at risk.
Yeah. It's like they're all in it together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Just hanging on to their money.
The absurdly high cost of insulin.
Oh, wonderful.
That's going to be our first talking point for the evening.
Insulin. You mean a drug to help people with diabetes, right? Like high blood sugar? Or is it low blood sugar? Which one?
Insulin lowers your blood sugar, so it has to help people with high blood sugar.
Okay.
Insulin is naturally produced by the body to control sugar. People like diabetes have problems regulating that.
Yes.
And there's other diseases. Yeah.
And what causes diabetes?
Which, I mean, there's tons and tons of ways to get diabetes.
Okay.
And I'm not an expert. I know you can be genetically deposed for it.
Okay.
Like you, not necessarily, I don't think every type of diabetes is genetic.
Okay.
You can induce it in yourself with a high sugary diet. Basically, you burn out the organ that produces insulin.
So a high sugar diet.
Can do it. Mm-hmm. Not exclusively or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know drugs can damage it. Like there's a bunch of ways to get diabetes.
So basically if you eat.
Not just, there is genetic diabetes and then there is inflicted diabetes.
If you eat high sugary food or if you take some sort of experimental drug medicine that messes with your body and makes you have that as a side effect.
Yeah,
or
that's all I like. I know there's more.
Or your family or parents in the past did the same thing and then passed it down to you.
I mean, there's genetic depositions for it too. Just like there is a genetic version of diabetes.
Okay.
That, I mean, and the severity levels, you know, go from person to person.
For sure.
With how, like, and diet, you know, is a heavy factor and how you manage it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about insulin. The inventor of commercial insulin was Frederick Beaton. He discovered insulin in 1923.
Okay.
He refused to put his name on the patent.
Why is that?
He felt it was unethical for any doctor to profit from the discovery that would save lives around the world.
Wow. You mean he's a good man?
He was a good human. I mean, he's dead now. I mean, he's 1923 when he discovered it.
I wonder how old he was when he passed away.
He got shot in the back of the head really fast.
By himself, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, 18 Twice. Times.
Yeah, 18 times, yeah. Makes sense.
His co-inventors were Joseph Coplin and Charles Best, who sold the insulin patent to the University of Toronto for a mere $1.
Nice.
So they wanted it to, they discovered how to produce it, they patented their system, and then they sold the patent to a university for $1. They wanted everyone who needed the medicine to be able to afford it.
Absolutely.
So that was the whole thing. So these three guys all together were, as far as I can tell, in the 1920s, were decent people.
Sounds like it. You mean they want to help people, like actually help people. And affordably.
Yeah.
And not rape their wallets while they're doing it.
100%.
Yeah.
You're already getting mad at this long episode.
Yeah. I mean.
Beaton and his colleagues would absolutely be spinning in their graves if they were alive today.
Of course.
Their drug. So this article.
Look at the world we live
information
in.
Well, most of the information I'm using right now is going to come from a 2019 article. Because a lot of companies have hushed about how much they're charging for insulin with Medicaid and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about the best modern information. I'll look up a little bit more stuff here in a minute about what it costs right now. Okay. So today, in their drug, which more than 30 million Americans with diabetes rely on. They have become the poster children for the pharmacies or pharmaceutical price gouging. So insulin is the poster child for this.
Okay.
Pharmaceutical price gouging is across the board. We're going to talk about a lot of other drugs here in a little bit.
Martin Shkreli.
Insulin is the poster child for that, though.
Okay.
Because it's just the easiest one. Everybody knows somebody that needs insulin.
Absolutely, yeah. My grandpa was a diabetic.
Yeah,
he took insulin medicine.
Two of my grandparents were diabetics.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the cost of insulin, the four most popular types of insulin, have tripled in the past decade. The out-of-pocket prescription costs per patient have doubled since 2016 till 2019.
Wow. Doubled in 3 years.
Yeah. That's out-of-pocket. That's what insurance is not covering.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to guess what the average, in 2019, what the average American's price per insulin, a life-saving drug they need every day, almost some diabetics, every meal,
mm-hmm.
a Like, they, even with dieting and careful restrictions, they still need it.
Need it, yeah. Because like, their body can't produce that.
And some diabetics, no insulin.
Yeah.
They don't produce any,
mm-hmm.
Relatively speaking, you know.
I want to guess, but I literally have no idea where to even start. I don't even know what the baseline it would be.
In the 90, like, when it came out, I mean, it was nothing. It cost nothing to make.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the cheapest to produce drugs. There's a guy right now in a foreign country, I can't remember off the top of my head, that's doing it because it's a type of bread mold that you can get one of the types of insulin out of.
Mm.
He's doing it for, I think, 30 cents a day.
Wow.
Per patient.
Yeah.
Is it what he can produce? It's just he's limited by scale because he's doing it by himself.
Yeah.
But yeah, because it's for his village. I think he's got it down to like 30 cents a day per, you know, per patient.
Sounds like a good man, if you ask me.
So what do you think it is?
I don't know, like
2019.
What am I? What for? Like one prescription
for one patient per month.
Per month, okay.
To live,
$600.
$450.
Okay, I went a little too high.
No, I mean you're right in the ballpark.
Not bad, yeah.
Today we'll talk about what insulin is in 2025.
Oh.
You are undershooting it.
So this is
2019.
This is just, so this is 6 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. Oh my gosh. Okay.
You're undershooting it for modern day.
Oh, modern day. Ain't that crazy? 2019 is no longer modern day with...
I mean, it was pre-COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah. So the cost continues to rise so much so that many people, 1 in 4 people with diabetes are now skipping on or skipping life-saving doses completely. So they're either hoarding. What's the right word?
Limiting.
They are skipping when they're supposed to take their dosages.
Mm-hmm.
To stretch out a month's worth, to make it 2 months worth.
Right.
Some people are going days... if not weeks without insulin, and going into diabetic shock and stuff like that.
Can you go into like a diabetic coma?
Yeah, you'll die.
Yeah.
You just die. Like if your insulin crashes, so I've been around both types of diabetic crashes. There's a sugar drop and a sugar spike.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about the sugar spikes. And people kind of get a misconception that, you know, your sugar spike is you must be going nuts. No. The one guy I worked with extensively would start talking like a robot.
Oh, geez.
Real slow. And he would get, your brain's failing. You'd start getting really confused.
Slow all your mental processes.
He was
down.
A super, super nice man.
Yeah.
Except when he was having an extreme sugar spike.
Then he would get angry?
He would get confused. So he would lash out.
Oh, okay.
He was very confused. And he didn't know why. Your brain slows down. So everybody seems like they're moving 1,000,000 miles an hour around you.
Yeah.
And he was an older guy, so he would just panic, right?
Yeah.
Because the world got really scary really, really fast.
Right.
So I never held anything against he would have outbursts, you know? And he was a very large man, too. So when he would have an outburst, it was only the guys that was working with him, they could...
He was like that guy on a... You said he was older?
Yeah.
And like that guy on that bus that punched out that other guy, that old man that punched him out. He's like, I told him not to mess with me. He hit me.
But yeah, so members of Congress have been pressuring drug companies and pharmaceutical benefit managers to bring the insulin costs under control. There have been several promising moves. In May of 2018, Colorado took the usual steps of capping the price of insulin per the state. The new law says that people with diabetes won't have to shell out more than $100 per month copay for the drug, regardless of how much they use.
Wow.
So that's what Colorado did in 2018. They said, $100, that's max. So and most you're allowed to charge somebody per month. Doesn't matter if they're using a whole vial a day.
Does that matter if they're if that's on their insurance or not?
That's what they have to pay apart their insurance. So if the insulin manufacturers want to charge more, they got to take it up with the insurance companies.
Okay, gotcha.
But you can't
charge the individual.
You can't refuse them either.
Okay.
Because it's a life sustaining drug.
Yeah.
The new law says that people with diabetes won't have to shell out. The state attorney general was also investigating rising insulin prices, making recommendations for legislative change. Before that, the insurance behemoth Cigna, or how do you say it? C-I-G-N-A.
Cigna.
Cigna. It's a pharmaceutical, or the pharmacy benefit arm expense script, announced the program that they'll cap a 30-day cost of insulin at $25 an hour, or $25 a month.
Okay.
And that's a 40% reduction from the $41 per month fee people from Express Script benefits were paying in 2018. The program is also expected to launch later in the year in the insurance plans to work to Express Scripts. Next year, there'll be diabetes patients in Cigna's plans will be able to join, according to the Washington Post. Federal fixes, the reducing insulin prices have been promised, like the Affordable Drug Manufacturing Act. Didn't work. That's when you do some of these older articles, you can kind of look back and be like, well, that didn't work.
Oh, yeah. Like, flash forward to modern day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah.
All their failed attempts.
So do you want to hear how they justified the price?
Oh, gosh. It's always some creative language.
It is very creative.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
So with type 1 diabetes, which affects 5% of the people with diabetes in the U.S., the immune system attacks the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas, leaving the body with little to no hormone left.
Okay.
In type 2 diabetes, the pancreas is still making insulin, but the body has grown resistant to its effects.
Okay.
In both cases, patients rely on insulin medication to keep energy from food flowing into the body. The U.S. is the global outlier on money spent on this drug.
Wow.
By a lot.
And I think we're the global outlier on a lot of health
included
things.
So representing only 15% of the global insulin market, they are generating over half, about 60% of their revenue from insulin.
Dang.
So 15% of the people that need insulin in the planet are here in the U.S.
Okay.
60% of the profits from insulin are here,
in the U.S. It's almost like they pumped a bunch of sugar into our diet, and then they have the solution to fix it. And then they make money off it while we're getting sicker.
So
and weaker and poorer.
So Medicaid in the 1990s averaged between $2.36 and $4.43 per unit of insulin.
Okay.
That's closer to $50.
What?
Back to 2019.
It went from 2 to 4 to 50?
Yeah, so that was an average. So that's 1990, so that's 10 years.
Yeah.
So it kind of fluctuated.
Yeah.
And then by now, it's blown up.
That's like times like 600%. My math's way off, but
I mean, yeah, it is.
Well, I did forget, leave one thing out though. I kind of forgot to sympathize with the CEOs of these companies.
Oh, don't worry.
They need money. I forgot. They got to support.
You shouldn't shoot anybody.
They got to support.
But there are some people we're going to talk about here in a minute. You'd be like, oh, I can see why somebody would be fed up.
Well, they need money to live a lavish lifestyle.
United Health, wait until we get his new CEO.
Oh, boy. I'm sure
he's already done heinous things.
Yeah, I'm sure.
In his last month of being CEO.
Maybe the last guy wasn't so bad.
No, he was bad, too.
Okay.
I got stuff about him with cancer treatments.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
He was bad. They're all bad.
They're all bad.
They're all bad.
They're all money profit driven. It's not about your health.
Remember,
our health system is not about your health.
There's no such thing.
They're making
as
money.
As a good billionaire.
That's right. Or
I believe in good millionaires. Yeah, I believe you could make a product, like I have said before, that makes $10, $20 million. And
Scrub
you just
Daddy.
Get, like Scrub Daddy, what is that? That's like, I think $550 million now.
Till you find out the sponges are actually made from a radioactive,
Know. Whatever.
Everyone
I'm just
gets
saying,
radiation.
But he did come up with a product, and, you know, he made a lot of money off it.
Right.
But that's it. You know, he just made a sponge. He made a sponge that got, what was it, soft
and
when
warm
it was
water.
Hot,
yeah.
And hard when it was cold.
Yeah. Simple.
I mean,
physics.
Yeah. And he bought the patent for it, for that technology. Because it was for some space, like, not space foam. It was for some, like, insulin.
Oh, gotcha. Insulator?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And he bought the patent for it and then turned it into a sponge.
It's a good idea.
He did right. I don't know anything about him as a person. I'm just saying, as far as...
Put a happy face on
the
it.
The individual. Did you see the mega ones they make now?
The what?
The mega sponge daddies.
Huh.
They make, like, it's like a gimmick thing. Like, they're 4.5 foot tall.
Oh, my
gosh. But they come in the box and everything like that.
Yeah. No, I've not seen that.
So doctors and researchers who have studied... Yes, scrub everything. Scrub your car.
In-ground swimming pool.
Yeah. Doctors and researchers who study insulin say it is yet another example, along with EpiPens and decade-old genetic drugs, of companies raising the cost of production because of the lax regulation environment along with drug pricing.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing it because they can, Hin Yo, researcher from Birmingham's Women's Health University, said. It is a scary because it happens to all kinds of different drugs and all kinds of different drug classes. The easiest two to see are insulin and EpiPens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, epinephrine is like nothing to produce.
And I think that was the Martin Shkreli one.
The epinephrine, EpiPens.
Yeah, where he bought it and jacked the price up like 4,000%.
Oh, well, they do the same thing. Yeah, I got a lot about cancer here in a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, and I mean, what else do you want to know about insulin besides?
Well, you said, did you get to the modern day?
No, it went from $450 to about $900.
Oh my gosh, for a month?
Yeah, so it's more than most people's extremely high mortgages.
Absolutely, it is.
So you have to pick. Now, I've seen this when I worked in some home healthcare stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People had to pick between insulin and food. People that are living in our community,
in our country,
yeah,
or in our neighborhood, our neighbors,
yeah, have to pick between insulin and food.
That's insane. Hey, we're not a third world country.
I mean, if you make $200,000 a year or not,
we're the most advanced, technologically advanced, driven country ever that's existed ever in the world. Actually, we're the richest country to ever exist ever in the world.
So, a carton of insulin. You want to guess how much it averages to make?
A carton?
Yeah.
Is that like a month's dose?
I don't know how many vials are in a carton.
Okay.
I think it's depending. So now they do like the pens for insulin. You pre-measure. And then they also do cartons. I think a carton is 4 vials.
Oh, okay.
Which is what like my grandma used to do is pull out her own insulin. She'd do her tester. She'd do her little math and see how much she needed.
Wow.
And then do it herself. But yeah, you want to guess?
I have no idea. I don't know.
It cost about $20
to produce
a whole carton, between $15 and $20.
What, and they charge them about $2,000?
Yeah. They charge. They don't know.
They need money.
Yeah. The problem is they're not fighting. Problem with like Medicaid and certain things is Medicaid's very good about being like, well, here's how much we're going to pay you.
Yeah.
Then, legally, that's it. That's what you're getting.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, we're the government. Yep. Good luck.
Yeah, this is what you get. You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
So that's what these big, giant companies do, is then they upcharge everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
So because they still want to make their 10,000% profit margin.
They need it.
Yeah. So this sounds bad, right? This sounds really bad, right? Yeah. There's more about insulin. This is the whole episode's not about insulin. We could go into, like, I just was touching
the whole medical field.
Well, no, this is about drugs in general.
Yeah. Whole big pharma.
Yeah, big pharma. Life-saving drugs.
Yes.
As of January 1st, drug makers are set to rise U.S. prices of over 250 medications.
What?
This year. We're jumping ahead to this year.
Man. Okay, I hope this gets stopped.
Across the board, it averages, like, most drugs rise in prices a year. Like 10%
mm-hmm.
of life-saving drugs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
That's more than inflation. And that's a heck of a lot more than compensation for like jobs.
Okay.
Most raises are like 1% to 3%.
Right.
The drug alone is raising 10% a year.
It's insane.
Average.
It's insane.
Like, drug owners plan to raise U.S. prices on at least 250 brand name medications, including Pfizer's COVID-19 stupid thing. Bristol Myers Squibb's BMY cancer cell therapies and vaccines. There's just tons and tons of vaccines and other things like cancer treatments and all this stuff. They're going to start rising the prices dramatically. So they're changing from their 10% model to a much more aggressive model.
Jeez, when are people going to realize or... Just take for a second and look at pharmaceutical industry and just realize that, like, they're killing us. They're slowly killing us, and they're profiting off it.
So the median price increase is to begin the drug hikes on January 1st. So they're starting off across the board. Everything's raising 4.5% January 1st. This just happened. 4.5%. They raise every drug 4.5% on this list. 250 drugs. Which moves the median price, you know, of increases and went from that 10%. We're going up towards 20 and so.
Right.
This increased list prices. I'll read you some of the drugs here in a minute, which do not include rebates from pharmacy benefit managers or other discounts. Larger drug price increases were once far more common in the U.S., but in recent years, drug makers had to scale back their price gouging after sharp criticisms from the middle class over the last decade.
Where are we at? We need to start doing it again.
Yeah, basically, one of the good things, you know, we talk about social media, right? Good
yeah.
and bad.
Yeah.
One of the good things that's come from social media is that when this happens, everybody knows. Because somebody could comment, hey, my insulin went up 30% this month.
Yeah.
And then 500 other people, mine did too. Oh, mine did too. So now they're tagging, you know, Pfizer, they're tagging.
Block.
Well, they can, but it keeps, you know, as much as it's infamous for them, it can be against them too.
Right.
I mean, they talk about it with like.
Well, it's like, but if they did that happens, they better ban that platform then. Oh, wait.
I don't even want to get into the TikTok ban, the non-ban.
Yeah, the ban, non-ban. But, I mean, it's like that. I think it's just
drinking
to thwart,
my coffee.
Just to thwart thoughts and ideas that, especially that can move around really fast, whether it comes to drug prices or war in another country or genocide in another country. Ideas can move around really fast on social media, so they better regulate it and control it, and if they can't, just shut it down.
Another thing they're doing is that brand new drugs. So stuff that's never had a precedence, right? You know, we had insulin for over 100 years.
Right.
So, you know, you can kind of watch that. You can watch the trend map.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing they figured out is if we make brand new drugs.
There's no trend.
There's no trend. Nobody knows.
That's
nobody,
why you,
this is just how much this cost, right? This is just how much this cost.
That's why you see those commercials, you know, a new drug every other week.
And then just tweaks on old recipes.
Yes. So, if they're that, or they just change the name.
No, they have to be a new drug. It has to be a little tiny tweak.
Yeah, we'll just put a little spit in this.
I mean, a little more sugar.
Yeah.
Just a little more sugar.
More sugar. And mercury.
So analysis of the prices of new drugs found in pharmaceutical industries launched in 2023 had a 35% higher starting rate than 2022.
Oh, just in 1 year, 33%. Well, it's like, it's almost like Big Pharma knows how to...
Well, they're not dumb. They're actually very smart.
Gather money.
They're really good at just feeding off a population.
Oh yeah, they're really good at being vampires and shoving people's, I guess, financial savings right into the dirt.
The over 250 drug hike represents an increase from December 29th of this past year to unveiling plans to raise prices on more than 140 brand name drugs. Total. Drug companies are also reducing some prices on January 1st. Let's see. Heavily. Yeah, they're just nothing. They're the drugs that they're reducing that they don't want to get rid of.
Okay.
There's no, yeah. So you just pays most. And this is from other countries. I just was listening to somebody from Nigeria that came to the U.S. was talking about just a drug price difference.
Yeah.
And it's like the same thing.
But except 2,000 times more.
Yeah, 20,000 times more. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And they're just like, so the U.S. pays more for prescription medicine than any other country.
Yep.
So Donald Trump, before he got sworn in, you know, swears to, you know, focus on the middleman and start bringing the U.S. health system under control. We'll see what he does.
We'll
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, time will tell, but I mean, nothing will change unless we, the people,
make them
put his feet to the fire because he's not going to do it.
Nobody, including the president, I don't care if it's Donald or I don't care if it was Biden.
Doesn't matter. They're not going to do it.
Unless you force somebody to do something, they're not going to do it. They're going to play their own political games.
Mm-hmm.
More drug price increases are likely due to the announced by another drug maker over the course of January. Historically, the biggest month in drug makers to raise prices is January, when people have the lowest amount of income.
Mm, wonderful.
Pfizer raised their prices on most drugs that are listed, more than 60 drugs, as well as Paxlovid has a 3% overall hike on all drugs from the company. The treat... so they raised their margins on Narcan and cancer drugs. They raised all cancer drugs by 5%, their margin prices. Pfizer has adjusted the average list price of their medicines and vaccines for 2025, approximately across the board, 2.5%, but as high as 10%.
That seems fair. That just seems fair for everybody.
And with less than a 1% of 1% of increase in production costs.
Makes sense. I mean, it makes sense. There's one thing they have in mind.
Bristol
profit.
Myers raised their prices by their, for their expensive cancer cell therapy by 9%.
Hmm. Oh, well, everyone knows, though.
Because you need it.
Everyone, yeah, exactly. It's 100% necessary. But everyone knows it's the medicine's more effective, the more expensive it is.
That is.
So,
well, you if you look at it, almost all these rises are on life-saving drugs.
Right. Well, they
because you have to have them.
They understood the power behind the power of the dollar, the dollar sign. You know, if it looks more expensive, and you know you're paying more money for it, it's gonna work better for you. So it's all a mind thing. They're doing it for your benefit.
So that cancer treatment, it's Barraza is the 9% one they raised.
Okay.
I've been skipping over a lot of the names just because I can't read them.
Yeah, they're all made up anyways. It doesn't matter.
So that, for a person, for a cancer, like the series of cancer treatment, can already cost somebody well over $500,000.
So you
and then they raised it by 9%.
So you either give us all your money and your children and your next two generations' money, or just die.
Just die. Now,
it's simple.
When my mom was going through cancer, we were in the cancer ward. That was the mindset of a lot of these patients.
Yeah.
That's why they die.
Yeah.
It's just because I will never pay this off. It's just better for my family if I die.
It's almost like they just want you to die.
No, they want you to keep... That's why chemo is the way it is. They want you to keep you alive as long as miserable possible. As possible.
And milk your dollars out of you.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's horrible. BMS...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spokesperson, which is that, what is that, Bristol Myers, whatever, that company, one of the one of the big pharmaceutical giants, which I've never heard, besides like Pfizer, besides the COVID vaccine manufacturers,
right?
I really never knew any of the names of the pharmaceutical giants because they don't want you to know it.
No, they don't want you. Sure.
It's like Monsanto's parent company.
Right, exactly, yeah.
They don't want you to know that name.
And they're exempt from, you know, any ill effects from the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, other things. Let's see. What was I saying? Oh, said the company's poster, committed to achieving unfettered patient access to these medicines, he said. She said. She also said the price of the cancer drug is reflective of the potential transformativity individual treatments in a one-time infusion.
What? What's that mean?
Basically, our drug works better, and it's for you. Because they have to kind of customize it per person for a little bit of a couple of things. So you need to pay more for it because it works better.
See, I told you so.
I know.
Makes sense.
This isn't even the super mad stuff yet.
Oh, gosh.
This is cancer drugs.
Yeah,
is cancer treatments.
I'm already, like, beyond mad.
Like, people, I get you should never shoot anybody. And I know it's going to come up even more in a minute. But you're dying of cancer. And you get a bill. So my mom's was $68,000 a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
$68,000.
Treatment.
$68,000.
Yeah, I can't. I never.
Those aren't real numbers.
No.
Those aren't real. Like, when we had our medical problem this past, 2024, that bill total was $500,000.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's not real.
No.
Just take everything. I don't care. I'll go live in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you get it over at that point.
Right, yeah.
We were very blessed with how we got out of it. So I'm not complaining for our certain situation. Everybody didn't get that.
No, not at all.
You get a $500,000 bill and they're going to just rape you to death.
Absolutely. They're going to get every penny of that out of you plus interest unless you just
die.
Start a small fire in the lobby.
Well, that's still.
No, I'm just kidding. Let's not do that. That's sad.
But no, when you start hearing this stuff and you're like,
this isn't LA.
Well, gosh. But this is, like, why people get shot.
No, absolutely, yeah.
If your mom is laying there dying of cancer, and then the bills are $68,000 a treatment, and she needs it for six months, two times a week, months.
Or just to potentially live.
Maybe not die.
Yeah.
Maybe not die.
And then she passed away, but you still owe, $500,000. You better pay it, like...
I mean, this is why...
This year, you got 1 month to at least do half your payments.
I gotta calm down a little bit, because... I still got a lot to read.
Or we're going to call you every single day, three times a day, until you answer your phone.
They do. They do call.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, rise over a dozen vaccines. Most vaccines have risen between 2.9% and 9% across the board.
Mm-hmm.
The largest brand price increase, according to the three-axis analysis, were Landant, Lamdent, pharmaceuticals. They, even the names of the companies are super bizarre.
Yeah.
It's a unit of Italy's Esifen. So that's Lamdent is a sub-company of Esifen, which is stationed in Italy.
Okay.
But Lamdent is the American branch.
Okay.
The company raised their prices across the board on Hodgkin's lymphoma treatments, 15%.
Dang. Just out of nowhere. Wait. This,
yeah.
You know. The
And their treatment for Mosylan and Carcian by 20%, which these are eye drops that help patients with symptoms for rare conditions called cystinosis, which is an eye disease.
Okay.
So it's a life-saving, it saves your eyes, and they raised it 20% on January 1st.
Perfect. Maybe some of these executive orders that are being signed out right now will stop.
So the spokesman from Lamdent and Sanofi, Sanofi was the cancer one. Lamdent was this one I just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
They have not responded to these gouges at all. They have not made any public statements.
They won't
report to any reporters. As far as when this article came out, which is just a couple days ago.
Yeah. Well, why would they? Who is actually gonna like face repercussions? Like, is the police going to go after them and say, hey, you can't do this? No. Is the government going to? No. They're sponsoring the government. Big Pharma sponsors the government. The Big Pharma and Citigroup. Both of them.
So price gouging of cancer drugs is shorting the supply of hospitals to treat cancer.
Because like people can't afford it?
The hospital came in, the smaller hospitals now. We're not talking about ProMedica and massive monster hospitals.
So they're phasing out the little guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So some hospitals and clinics are paying 5 to 10 times more for these drugs for chemotherapy.
Jeez.
10 times, not 10%.
No, 10 times.
10 times.
Yeah. That's a big difference.
For smaller hospitals and clinics, even modest increase in these drug prices can significantly impact them. As the cancer drug shortage drags on, some smaller hospitals and cancer centers across the United States say some supplies are jacking up the prices of life-saving medications beyond astronomical.
Jeez. Well, yeah, they are.
Debbie Davis, which is a director of the Clinic of Operations for the Pacific Cancer Care Unit in Monterey, California, which is in desperate need of more carboplatin, which is one of these chemotherapy drugs.
Okay.
She says it usually sells for about $50 a vial. Their new supplier, at bare minimum, will offer it for $500 a vial.
Jeez.
10 times. And that's minimum. That's only when they buy in great quantities.
Oh my gosh. So that's the discounted one?
And
people wonder why people are getting shot.
So she said after unusual negotiation progress, she had to ultimately choose not to make the purchase. So the clinic just had to not, because they couldn't take on the extra cost.
Yeah, I can't afford that.
Yeah, they just
ruined the whole business.
Yeah, well, yeah, her cancer treatment, she's a cancer treatment center.
Yeah.
They can't buy cancer treatment.
Too expensive.
Because it would literally, for one patient is taking the cost of 10.
That's insane.
In one short period of time.
That's insane. That's insane. It's not right. We live in a third world country.
Yeah.
We have prices that are, you know, astronomically way too high that don't even help us in the long run. They don't fix any problems. We have homeless people living under every bridge in the United States. We have over half the population can't even afford $1,000 emergency. We have people just, they have no money. We're sending all of our money and taxes of the foreign countries.
The culprits behind the price gouging, a lot of these pharmaceutical companies say, that's not us.
No, it's not,
us. It's so-called gray market vendors who exploit drug shortages by buying desperately needed medications from distributors and pharmaceutical companies and selling them to hospitals and clinics at an inflated price. You control who you sell it to.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's them buying it, guys. We can't.
It's the other guy. It's the vendors. We just sell it to them. They sell it.
They're the ones doing it, guys.
We really give it away pretty much for free to them.
He paid 30 cents for it.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we're basically giving it away. It's there. They're the ones that have to make the money. It's not us. And it's, you know, if you factor in the price of gas, travel, vacations, trips to Epstein Island. I mean, oh, wait, that's gone. Oh, shoot. That's my impression of a CEO of.
I mean, there's ton more in this cancer stuff. That's a big one. It's just crazy.
It is. The medical industry is a corrupt industry, and it's only there in this country.
I mean, I could go
to
more.
Keep you sick.
They're just talking.
And to get you addicted. It's all about making money. It's not about your health. It's all about money. Follow the money.
So one of the gray market, the stupid weird stuff, one of the guys said that their price, their cost increased by 75%.
Their cost?
Yeah. So they charge 10 times, which is what? What is 10 times? 1,000%.
Wait, 10 times 1,000%?
No. So the cost for these gray markets to buy the drug.
Correct.
Went up as max to 75%.
Okay.
So 75% increase.
Okay.
So then on the back end, they're charging 1,000%.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Which is 10 times.
Yes.
The same thing.
Pretty much. I got you now.
It's the exact same number.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, I think so. At least close enough.
All right. Luigi Mangione.
Ah. This is the alleged shooter of...
Yeah, of Brian, was it Thompson?
Something like that.
The guy that got shot, the CEO of United Health. I know nothing about Luigi. I have mixed feelings about the whole thing. Whether he was even him, I don't know. I don't know any of it.
We don't know. And we won't know because everything they told us on TV is a lie.
But let's talk about Brian and his replacement. Because they're horrible people.
Yeah.
Or Ryan was a horrible person.
Well, it's why?
What would the Sasquologist say? He's in hell now.
Yeah, he is in hell now.
I don't think anybody deserves to go to hell, but I mean, he's probably up on the maybe list.
Fair enough.
The CEO of United Health Group. So this is the new guy. He defends the company's role in the United States healthcare system days after reportedly said the company made huge profits by significantly marking up the cost of life-saving drugs.
Significantly. I love that word.
And this is Andrew Witty. That's the new guy. So the company had helped lower the cost to consumers, and he placed the blame on the drug companies and the healthcare providers for high prices during their earnings called on Thursday. His comments came when the company reported its revenue from 2024. Do you want to guess how much ungodly money this monster, horrible company made? Insurance company.
Ugh.
United Health Group, which is not just an insurance company. They play some roles in manufacturing drugs. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that till doing this stuff. They're not just a healthcare company. I mean, they're not a health insurance company. They're a healthcare company.
Right. Big difference.
How much ungodly money do you think this monster made?
$12 billion.
Not even close.
Really?
Add another couple zeros. $400.3 billion.
Oh my gosh.
Almost half a trillion.
That's not enough, though.
No, it's up 8% from the year previous.
Good business model.
8%, which doesn't sound, everybody's like 8% is 8%.
How many billions?
$400 billion. That is, what is that? Is that $36 billion?
I think you might be right.
Roughly?
Yeah.
Something like that? $36 billion?
So they gained a $4 billion
increase. That's more money than Bass Pro Cabela, like that whole chain makes.
Well, that would be...
in a decade.
That would be... Oh, you're talking about just 4%.
I'm sorry?
You're talking just 4%.
8% of
8%. Yeah, 8%. Sorry, my bad.
Yes, roughly $36 billion. Because per 100, right. 100 billion,
right.
It's 8.
8, yeah.
So 16, 32.
Phew. Man.
Plus a little changes. There's another $300 million in there.
Well, you know, he needs that. They need that money. They got to go on flights.
I don't think people get.
To the Bahamas. They need it. Especially when the government goes on strike.
Like, touching my face because I'm so anxious. I'm so upset. I don't think once we get over the $1 billion, I don't think the average person understands what that means.
It's a lot.
Like, what is it? It's like a million seconds is 31 days and a billion seconds is 31 years.
Something like that.
So, like, $400 billion.
It's almost enough.
He could have a dollar a second or whatever 31 times 400 is, which is 12,000, something like that. 12,000 years. He could have a dollar a second for 12,000 years.
It wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't be enough.
It just, it's insane to me. It really is. I'm.
It just didn't seem.
This is cancer treatments.
Well, yeah.
These are people dying.
But he's saving their lives. He should be rewarded, you know, with billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
But he's the CEO. He didn't make all that money. The company made all that money.
Well, yeah. No.
He only made $3.5 billion.
Billion, yeah. I mean, you know, when you're saving people's lives, you need money to compensate your time and effort for it, you know, because you're doing such positive things in the world. You should get rewarded.
So these comments came up. This is Witty's, W-I-T-T-Y, that's his name. Witty is how it, I don't know. Comments came up during the company's first earnings call since the death of Brian Thompson.
What'd he say?
So he was the CEO of the company's insurance arm.
Okay.
So United Health Care is the insurance arm of the company, but it's the United Health Group is the whole conglomerate that's making the drugs that they are paying for themselves through the insurance.
Hmm. So it's a big circle jerk.
100%.
Yeah.
But you're the one. Oh, gosh. Anyways.
But you're the biscuit.
You're the biscuit.
Yeah.
Ookie
it's
cookie.
A big circle jerk, and you're the ookie cookie in the middle. So just enjoy it.
Thompson was reportedly gunned down at age 50 as he walked from the company's annual investors conference, New York City Hotel, early on December 4th. The killing prompted a wave of anger and resentment from Americans frustrated over the healthcare system. When some criticized the health insurance for denying and delaying claims to boost profits.
Ooh.
Luigi Mangione is a suspect of this. He's facing state and federal charges in connection with the killing of Thompson. He has pled not guilty on multiple courts as of the report. In the murder in New York State court, but won't need to enter a plea on the federal charges until he's incarcerated or until the indictment is returned.
You think he did it?
I don't know.
I don't think he did.
I don't think it matters anymore. It does for Luigi, whether he did it or not. Yeah, it matters in prison or not. But as far as a culture, I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
Luigi's the face, no matter what. Luigi's the face.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to always be the face.
Mm-hmm.
He's on bumper stickers, for goodness sakes.
It's true. I've seen one.
Yeah. The Federal Trade Commission released a report on Tuesday that said the National's three biggest pharmacy benefit managers, which are PBMs, United Health, Optimum Rx, CVS Health, CVS Caremark, and Cigna's Express Script, marked up prices on certain specialty drugs at their affiliated pharmacies by,
I don't know,
thousands
of
percents.
I should have guessed that.
Some drugs are now 20 times the cost. The report said this, by being so, the PBMs collectively generated more than $7.3 billion in price increases. Not total drug cost. The increase, the margin.
Hmm.
That's enough to buy Cabela's five times.
This is, you know, stop trying to, like, put down good business practice.
So PBMs are third-party companies that act as intermediaries between insurance providers and drug manufacturers, except United Health owns all three.
Oh. Oh. Oh, they're all under their umbrella?
And so does CVS. And so does Cigna. That's what they do. It's a monopoly.
There's no
middle person.
Or no other person.
There's just one guy.
It's just them.
Okay.
It's just Steve in India.
Okay. Still got a little bit more to read. One of the spokespersons told CNBC that the companies lower the cost of drugs and help patients by save $1.3 billion in 2024.
Hmm.
So when they get asked about this, this is the response.
I'm
we actually
speechless.
Lowered the drugs and saved them $1.3 billion, which is a big number. But the increase in drugs that they raised was $17.5 billion.
Really saved us a lot of money. That's nice.
But, like, what kind of double-handed stuff is that? We saved you. We lowered the price on this one drug, saved you $1.5 billion, which is a big... I'm not saying it's not a lot of money. It is. But when you raise the price of everything else by $17.5 billion,
you're
it's
right.
Nothing.
It's that's the perfect example of lying with statistics. That's mm-hmm. it right there. That's exactly what that means. Because all they have to do is show you they saved you $1 billion. And that's all they need to tell you. And they're not lying.
So on Thursday, this past Thursday, so as of recording this a week ago, Witte said the healthcare in the country needs to be less confusing and less complex and less costly. This is the guy that made the company $400.3 billion.
He's like Bill Gates.
Well, he's probably worse because he's still doing it.
So is Bill Gates.
Kinda.
No. Bill Gates bought all the patented technology and patents and stuff for that mRNA super juice vaccine virus that's going to save everybody. And
I thought he sold all that stuff recently.
Oh, yeah, he did. He turned around and sold it and said it doesn't work. We need to do more improvements. Now we got a new thing. It's a throat spray. It's going to be a bit better.
Yeah, so he's just, but he's not making this stuff. He's just buying and selling it, repackaging
He's buying it.
These guys are all the same. Like this, they're doing everything. They're the whole three steps are owned by the same.
Well, yeah, but this is Bill Gates, the guy paying these guys.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
I think they're separate and different.
Yeah, either way. Now they're both evil. And
I didn't say anybody was good.
And both have
nobody's good.
They both got gross, shitty bodies.
Not one person we mentioned so far is a good person.
No,
not even Bill Gates.
Anyways, so he said, ultimately, improving healthcare means addressing the root cause of healthcare costs. He said, fundamentally, healthcare costs more in the U.S. because the price is singular producers, visits, or prescriptions in higher here than other countries. He said nothing. He noted that the GLP-1 drugs are used to treat diabetes and for weight loss cost $900 in the U.S., but are one-tenth the cost in Europe.
Why is that?
He blames the PBMs for keeping down, or so he says PBMs. No, he didn't blame PBMs. PBMs' role is to keep drug prices low. Optimum delivers tens of billions of dollars in savings annually versus the prices set by the manufacturers, including the GLP-1s, what he said. That sharply reduced the gap versus other countries. So what he's doing, keep in mind, this is the CEO. This is the CEO of the whole thing, Witte.
Right.
They own the PBM. Or the PL, whatever the hell it is, I don't care.
It doesn't matter anymore.
PBM, I said it right.
Yeah.
They own the insurance company, and they own the manufacturer. The manufacturer is setting prices record high. The PBM is negotiating the prices slightly lower. And then the insurance is billing it.
You know exactly what this is like? It's like Kohl's. It's like going to Kohl's. Yeah, come on in. It's our Christmas special deals. Oh. Look at this. 60% off, 50% off, 80% off. Deals, deals, deals. Come on in. And then you look, well, you just marked it up. This sweater was $80 last week. Now it's $190, but you marked it back down in $90 and said it's 50% off, and people are buying it. But you get Kohl's cash.
You get Kohl's cash. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's 100% monopolies. 100%.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Die.
Yeah.
So please die. Not fast. Slow.
Well, fast would be nice.
Hannah Gardner, director of the FTC's Office of Policy Planning, in the statement says, FTC staff have found that the three big PBMs, which I named a minute ago, are charging enormous markups on over dozens of life-saving drugs. The exact opposite of what Witte just said.
Mm-hmm.
Witte said, no, our PBM is lowering drugs by billions. The FTC found, no, in fact, you're upcharging by billions.
Mm-hmm.
They also found that there is a problem in the growing at alarm rates, which means that there is an urgent need for policymakers to address it. Pharmaceutical Care Management Association Vice President of Public Affairs, Greg Lupus, said in his statement, it is clear that the report, again, fails to consider the entirety of the prescription drug supply chain. It makes sweeping assessments over the role of PBMs disconnected from the full operations of the critical cost-saving role for its employers, unions, taxpayers, and patients. So the Pharmaceutical Care Management Association said, no, this assessment the FTC made is wrong. They're not looking at the whole picture.
Right, yep.
We need the billions.
Right, we need it more. We got to dump it into more life-saving drug technology medicine. World Health.
The FTC sued all three of the PBMs in September, allegedly with their artificial inflation of insulin drug prices. Further legal action could be taken, though the FTC reports on this past Thursday said that the issue highlights it's not being indicted by any illegal conduct has occurred.
Hmm. Interesting.
So we need better price gouging laws on medicine.
Yeah, no crap. Yeah, we need a lot better laws on all this stuff. I just can't believe how much they get away with, but then I can believe it once you realize, oh, yeah, they're the ones that donate to every media organization, every media group, major media group owned by, like, the major three or four companies that own everything. And they're in the pockets, and they lobby in every single politician in office.
So this United Health Group,
mm-hmm.
which is the whole company,
mm-hmm.
that's the insurance, the PBM, and partially of the manufacturers,
mm-hmm.
$400 billion.
Mm-hmm.
How can you be unbiased if you're a PBM, if you're all owned by the same parent company?
How can you be unbiased?
Yeah, because the PBM's quote-unquote job is to fight with the manufacturers and get prices lower,
mm-hmm.
and then the insurance companies to deal with after that.
Right.
So if it's all one...
Well, you know, they make ethical hires, and it's the people in those positions that got corrupted, and so they just need to fire them. They'll get new ones. It's, it was the people working there, not the company or the design, or it's not that. Come on. It's just corrupt minor individuals that just, you know, throw the turd in the punch bowl. It's them. We got to get rid of them. That's the problem. It's definitely not the entire, all these companies and parent companies and the CEO of it. It's not them. Come on. They're good people. They're rich. All rich people are good, inherently. They have to be.
So what do you think about all this? This price gouging on...
It's insane.
Drugs, cancer, treatments, and insulin. And
it's a microcosm of...
And anyway, Google the 250 price increase drugs for 2024 at home to get the whole list. Like, I couldn't read 90%. The four types of insulin. I can't read the individual names of them.
Right, yeah.
But I know those are insulin, and these are chemotherapies, and these are, you know, but they don't say chemotherapy. They say,
no.
You know, blazazazazine.
Yeah. Extend your life for, like, a couple extra weeks, but make it way more miserable. And
I remember my mom had, when she was going through chemo,
mm-hmm.
her eyes would swell shut and just ooze, like,
ugh.
Green snot.
Ugh.
I remember she couldn't see for weeks at a time.
Oh, gosh. It's so awful. It's so awful. My grandpa, when he was going through a chemo treatment, because that's what he died of, cancer, but he claimed the chemo not only accelerated his sickness, but it made him feel way worse.
Makes you worse. So
he said, the chemo's killing me. It's not like this cancer. He said, the chemo killed me. That's what he told me.
And it does. It kills people. So
and he died like 2 weeks later.
Chemo and radiation. And some people get both. Some people only get one. So radiation, how it works, is a lot of times, now I'm not an expert. This is my understanding of dealing with both my grandpa and my mother.
Right, same both. Here. Same, yeah.
Basically, the radiation is targeting the cancer cells
mm-hmm.
directly.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to burn them away, essentially.
Right.
It's destroying everything there.
Everything, yes.
But it's trying to burn it away. Chemo is a drug that's doing the same thing, but your whole body. So basically with chemo, it's extremely toxic. Like, you ever seen a nurse get any of this fluid? Like, they freak out. Because it's just, it'll kill you. But the whole point is, it's just hopefully it kills the cancer faster than it kills you.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. That's
not
chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
So, shouldn't shoot people, but I get why people do it.
Oh, yeah, I get why it happens. Get why it happens. You think, I don't know. It's just a lot of things need to change here where we live, and it starts with us, the people. And it takes we, the people, to make changes, and we, the people, to stop, to not stand for this crap anymore, but also as we, the people, that have to educate ourselves to fight back from this stuff, because it's not going to come from public schooling. Your public third grade school teacher ain't gonna go out and make your child aware that inherently the government and these big pharma institutes are killing us. They're bad for you. Earth claims they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mouse hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose.
rise. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mills hold up a mystery unsolved. Through our seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.